O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Year after year, we have a tradition. We come together for Palm Sunday. We get out the palm branches. We gather together. We anticipate Easter just a week away. All the events of Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. But this year, it's different. Can hardly gather together. We have to gather together virtually. So many things are different, but the one thing that doesn't change ever is Jesus. The cry of Hosanna, and it's really twofold, a cry of exaltation, of victory, is also a prayer. Lord, save us now. Lord, save us, we pray. See, the people of God come together that first Palm Sunday as Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. Pastor Luke read it, the gospel lesson, at the beginning of the service. They come together and it says they took palm branches out of the trees. They went out to meet Jesus, crying out, shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus found a young donkey. I don't know why it matters that it was a young donkey or an old donkey, but it was a donkey. And he rode into Jerusalem on the back of that donkey, the king that is coming to his people. And then interestingly, St. John, he frames it this way. He makes a connection to the Old Testament. You see, the people, they came out to meet their king. They're watching their king come to save them. And then St. John goes back and connects it to the Old Testament, to Zechariah 9, verse 9. St. John says it this way, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, look, check it out. Your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. Zechariah 9, verse 9, the ESV says, rejoice greatly. We've been talking about that a lot this year. To be joyful, always. Our joy that comes in Jesus. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Your king is coming. Righteous and having salvation is he. Behold, look and see, your king is coming. Now, what I forgot to mention in the children's message, the first one I've done in this way, is that a king, a good king, is put in place for the sake of those who are under him. Jesus says it like this. We'll hear this again on Maundy Thursday, that he has come not to be served, not to have people wash his feet, but he has come to serve and to give everything, to give his life as a ransom for many. He is the best king, the king that comes to save his people. And St. John frames it that way, but it's after looking back, it's through the ears and eyes of faith. And we see this in John 12, 16, and 17, that the disciples didn't understand these things at first. It was after the fact that they remembered that these things had been written about Jesus and had been done to him. Not only the waving of the palm branches, but the striking of the fists, the lashing out of not only the whip, but of people's tongues as they jeered him, as they shouted, crucify him, as they raised him up on a cross. And they also remember that on the third day, just as he had promised, he would be raised. They remember that he ascended into heaven, that he is the king who sits at the right hand of the Father, who has come, who still, through his Holy Spirit, comes and dwells with his people, and who will come again. They remembered these things. See, looking back, it comes into focus, clear focus. But then we move into this next section from John 12, 20 to 43, where we hear about Philip, where there were some Greek people who came to Philip and they said, we want to see Jesus. And Philip goes and talks to Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip, they go to Jesus. And Jesus says, well, the hour has come, the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And what he meant by glorified, we didn't see the fullness of it that as the palm branches waved. But what he meant by being glorified is that when his hour for drinking the cup of suffering, completely drinking it all the way down to the bitter end, the last dregs of the cup. So Jesus essentially then comes to his Father in prayer. And he says, but for this purpose I have come. The king, behold, your king is coming, who had just ridden into Jerusalem. He now says, behold, watch, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then it says, in another place, that people heard this voice. The voice of God the Father that says, I have glorified it. And the crowd that stood there and heard it, they said that it had thundered. And Jesus answers the crowd and he says, well, this voice has come not for my sake, but for your sake. It's come for you. Now, this is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. And then St. John, again, he frames it for us, looking back so we can see it. We see it through the eyes of faith. He said to show by what kind of death he was going to die, to be lifted up, not on the throne, not as a conquering hero, but to be lifted up on a cross. But yet again, it says the crowd didn't understand. They said the law says that the Christ must remain forever. What do you mean by this? And who is this Son of Man? And Jesus says, well, look, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. And then he says this. The one who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. So while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Living by faith, trusting that Jesus is the light that the darkness cannot and will not ever overcome. But this year's different, right? It's different. Largely empty sanctuary. Probably no palm branches in our hands. This year's different. Maybe the darkness is closing in too much. And the Hosanna is not so much a cry of victory, but is a plea, a prayer. Lord, save us now. Save us now as it feels like the valley of the shadow of death is around us, that as that shadow comes down, we can't see the people around us, maybe literally isolated, alone. And as that shadow comes down, we have trouble seeing you. We want to see Jesus. In and of ourselves, we can't find him. See, on Palm Sunday, it wasn't about each individual person going out to find Jesus. It was a cry of, Lord, save us now. And it was seeing that the King of Kings, had come to them. Had come to protect. Had come to seek and save the lost. Had come to give his life. And talking with Pastor Luke and reflecting over the past couple weeks, yeah, there are a lot of things that are different. It's stressful running a technical operation this morning and making sure the slides all work. But my day-to-day life as a pastor in the midst of a quarantine has not really changed hardly at all. See, the one that I get to proclaim, and this is true for all of us as Christians, is Jesus, the unchanging one. We sang it again the other night, "Abide with me. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changes not, abide with me." The blessing that I have as a pastor, and the thing that hasn't changed at all, is Jesus. That I get to bring and share Jesus, the unchanging one, with a world that is turned upside down. To people who maybe feel upside down, alone, disoriented, maybe in the dark, or at the very least, in a shadow. Every year it's appropriate, the cry of Hosanna. A lot of times it can feel like a cry of victory, but you know, at the same time, it is equally and literally crying out, "Lord, save us now. Lord, hear our prayer. Save us, hear our prayer." Following Jesus is really simple. Living as a Christian is really simple, but I think in its simplicity is where the difficulty comes. The experience for me, as Pastor Luke and I talk about this, true for all of us, I think, that when we encounter the things that we don't understand, the things that turn our world upside down, we go back to what we do know at the most basic level. When we find ourselves in the midst of darkness, we turn and we listen and we look for that pinpoint, that point of light, which is Jesus. When we find ourselves confused and uncertain, we go to the place of clarity and certainty, and that's Jesus, the one who is the way and the truth and the life. If I'm honest, I delude myself to think that I really know what's going to come next in life. And boy, I get frustrated when it doesn't work out the way that I want. Probably too true for most of us. Most of our life is lived in not knowing what comes next. But as Christians, living by faith, we know exactly what comes next. We know what has been, what is, and what will be, that Jesus has come for us, that Jesus is here with us, and Jesus will come again. And there is a day, a yet more glorious day, when the King of Kings will return. And all of these things that give us anxiety and fear will go away. And so we can boldly acknowledge them. Hosanna, Lord, save us now. You look at the news, the information, and it goes from bad to worse. 3 million people file for unemployment. No, hold on. 6 million more. 10 million total. That's 3.4 and 6.6, I think. But who's counting? The Lord knows, because this next week it's going to be higher. Hosanna, Lord, save us now. Lord, save us now. Maybe I should have a mask on right now. Maybe you should too. Hosanna, Lord, save us now. Do we have enough ventilators? Do we have enough protective equipment for ourselves? Hosanna, Lord, save us now. We're isolated. We're cut off. We're bored. We're afraid. Hosanna, Lord, save us now. See, none of this is a surprise to Jesus. Jesus, the King who comes to seek and save the lost. And so we have opportunity again today, in the midst of a bunch of things that we don't understand, a world turned upside down, to go back to the most basic foundational truth, that God is God and we're not. That God the Father sent His Son, His only begotten Son, in love, to seek and save the lost. In and through the power of the Holy Spirit, He is at work in this world. And we can join with those disciples who have gone before. In John chapter 2, Jesus says that He's going to tear down this temple and in 3 days raise it up again. And the people have no idea what He's talking about. And St. John says, well, Jesus said that he was going to tear it down and raise it up again in 3 days, because in John 2:22, after Jesus was raised from the dead, they recalled what he had said, and they believed the scriptures and the words that Jesus had spoken. Maybe now more than ever, we're aware of our not knowing things, because we don't know what's going to come next. Seems like the news goes from bad to worse, but none of it's a surprise to God. And we can join with those disciples in John chapter 2 and John chapter 12 who didn't know exactly what Jesus was talking about or doing, not at the time, but then they remembered. Oh, this is how all these things work together for good. For the good of those who are called and live under the one true King. When we encounter what we don't know, we go back to what we do know. That the proof of God's love for us is in this, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. The King came for us. That we live by faith, not by sight. Holy Spirit breathes faith. Faith that makes us and claims us as sons and daughters of the one true King, that we are baptized into Christ, and that is a present tense reality, that we walk in the light, that we follow Him, and we have life. Life that goes on to eternity. And because the light has come to us, God has heard and does hear our cry of Hosanna. Lord, save us now. Christ has come. And the progression goes like this, that not only Christ has come, but Christ has died. Christ is risen. And Pastor Luke, you know what comes next? He is risen indeed, but Christ will come again. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice greatly. Behold, your King has come to you. Your King who comes to seek and save the lost. Your King who comes into Jerusalem ultimately to die and then to be raised on the third day. Who reigns at the right hand of the Father, the King who is reigning, and he will come again. So today and always our hosannas can be twofold. A shout of praise and victory, but also a prayer. A prayer of, Lord, save us now. Rejoice and trust that your King, your Palm Sunday King, your Maundy Thursday King, your Good Friday King, your Easter King, your April 5th, 2020 and beyond King has come to you. To Jesus be the glory. Amen. May the peace that passes understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, our Lord and King. Amen.